Hi, this is Rob from the Guys Games and Beer Radio Hour. Many of the topics covered on this show are of an adult nature. In fact, most of them are just downright offensive. Please, don't let your small children listen. It will scar them for life. Visit us at www.guysgamesandbeer.net. Want to know what the guys are up to this very minute? Friend us at www.facebook.com/guysgamesandbeer. Live from the north side of Racine, Wisconsin, where the streets are paved with the gold of Pimp's teeth. That's pretty sweet. I like it. It's Guys, Games, and Beer! Yeah! We haven't talked about Pimps a lot lately.
Are we Pimps? I'm just saying
that. I don't know what's going on with
that. That's not a pimp. That is a white supremacist. There's a... I know it's kind of hard to tell the difference between the two. One of them...
What? Hey!
Sells,
we're supposed to be on
sells
topic!
Ladies... So I've been bought it for money, and one of them hates anyone who isn't white.
Sounds about right.
Protestant. Subtle difference. I know it's...
Well, perfect. Thanks! That with all of our racist listeners!
Wait, I'm still
damn
here!
It. That's derail number... So that's my derail count number four.
To be fair, you started it.
Pretty impressive.
And you finished it.
As I do.
Maybe you should start picking...
So, Rob, what's
first
the topic
of the night is what the heck we've been playing.
What have you been playing, Rob?
Well, guess what? I was on Indie Game Stand...
Indiegamestop.com, people.
Indiegamestand.com.
Who we met at BFIG, the Boston Festival of Indie Games.
I have a suggestion.
All of which I...
No.
Jesus Christ.
You know, suggestions come during the development phase of the show. This is a live recording phase.
I don't like the suggestion.
You had four takes.
Every time Brian derails a show, he gets a penalty shot.
Might as well just hand him the booze. That's right, what I was planning.
So, Rob, what have you been playing?
I've been playing Dino Run. Now, this is a stupid idea that fortunately succeeds due to excellent execution. Okay. There are too many run games in the world.
You don't say.
But none of them feature dinosaurs running from extinction and collect eggs and die hilariously.
That's awesome.
Also, you can go left, which is kind of unusual for one of those running games. And you get power-ups, which makes you run faster and do other things. Plus, it looks like an Atari 2600 game on crack. Yeah, I like it, actually. Come to find out. They're onto another game. They're, I can't remember the name of the game this week, but it doesn't matter because by the time this is posted, it'll be a different game. Because
probably.
They have, they're kind of like Woop. They have different games every couple days.
Oh, that's cool.
Put it down.
Isn't that cool?
I should have looked at the link when I saw you post it.
May have.
Question. Is Dino Run a euphemism for masturbation? For elderly
no.
people?
Not in this particular case. However, hey, I got a joke for you. It's going to be a visual stick.
That means he gets to do it.
Hey, wait.
He needs ample amount of space.
What am I doing?
You're being Brian.
Visual stick!
Jerking off a dinosaur.
Okay,
stop. Jesus Christ.
What kind? Which one? Which one? Which one?
That was worth a penalty shot.
That wasn't worth a penalty shot. Anyway.
Where's our shot glass?
Derail number five.
No.
But anyway.
Mike, what have you...
No, but really, yeah. We met those guys at Indie Game Stand over at the BFIG. Really nice guys. We're going to try and drag them out to the Midwest Gaming Classic with us.
God, yes.
So make sure to check them out if you're listening. You'll probably like them because you probably like indie games. And
so, Mike, from Indie Game Stand, we expect to see you at Midwest Gaming Classic.
We do indeed.
We have a couch.
And we have beer.
It's on a couch.
And it's all yours, brother.
That's right.
It might be a couch.
Black leather.
Depends on the day, so.
Sorry if there's hints of gamer
funk. Depends on the hour of the day.
Yeah. It may smell a little like
and the gamer funk is just, yeah.
Yeah, we're bringing an air conditioner next time.
All right, so Mike, what have you been playing?
Well, I have actually been playing two games.
Two? Not one, but two?
Yes, my
side by side.
Atari Joe, my roommate, ended up picking up Grand Theft Auto 5.
Nice.
Mm.
Do tell.
Man, it's good.
It is very good. It is, you can actually switch between, they brought back some of the old stuff. Which
that
I
would
love.
Be helpful because
they brought back some of the old stuff and they brought some new stuff in where you can actually switch between characters, which is kind of cool.
And a dog.
And a dog? And a
yeah,
dog.
You can play as a dog.
For one
fucking
mission.
Whole thing
for one mission.
Where it's like, you can actually interact with the dog.
Well, you
can play the dog?
Yeah,
you
can
play. Is it Snoop Dogg?
No, it's a... Yeah, I wish it was.
He's Snoop Lion.
He's Snoop
Lion.
He's
like, and he loves to hump other dogs.
Sounds like Brian.
But the storyline is really cool. Like, yeah, you actually, like, take a whole bunch of you can get your own crew, and you can, like, do heists in the game. There's, like, I believe, like, four major
so
ones.
So for somebody like me who's just sick of Grand Theft Auto, I got sick of it two games ago.
I'm so glad I'm not the only person. All right.
Let me just say this. I am like you guys, too. After San Andreas, I was like, ooh.
What do you mean? Whoa. San Andreas was fantastic.
No, I can feel
enough is
the
enough.
Fact that you open it up after enough missions, and then you just go around and you do the exact same thing. Kill cops, run over pedestrians.
And?
It can kind of
feel very
repetitive.
Well, the problem is Saints Row does that so freaking well next to them.
But
it's just, it injected the fun back into the game. Like, so when I went back to Grand Theft Auto, I was like, eh.
Well,
it's
this
trying
game,
too hard.
This
it felt
game,
like
this
me.
Game will actually, like, it actually kind of brought me back into the, like, the Grand Theft Auto games. Like, it was actually really good.
Yeah.
The script is good. Like, it's just a really good game all around.
Brian, you've got a point.
Yeah, well, okay. Here's the thing with Saints Row.
On his head!
They know, yes. And down here. But the thing with Saints Row is that it's a parody, but they know that they're a parody, and that's all they try to do. There is no subtext of seriousness. It's all text.
So you hate Deadpool?
That's why it's good.
Do you hate Deadpool?
No, I love Deadpool.
Then why do you hate Saints Row? Because it's
not. He didn't say he hates Saints Row. He was just saying what works with Saints Row. Yeah.
That's the thing. I like Saints Row the third. Four, I actually just sold so I could get GTA 5. Don't get me wrong, I loved it, but it was more of the same.
That's how I keep saying about
GTA.
Okay,
but now
there's something fresh.
Mike, you said you were playing two games besides that.
Well, I ended up picking up.
Really?
Diablo 3 because of the multiplayer with it that comes with it. I mean, yeah, sure, I already have it for console and everything like that, but playing with it, yeah, that's how I feel about it, but when you get,
Diablo
like,
3.
Whenever you get, like, three people playing it and you're just yelling at each other when one of your friends is just
all
stealing right. all the fucking weapons!
We might have to bust out Diablo 3 just to play together again, because now I just don't care about the game anymore.
Like,
it won't bother me
if
I miss
It's nice to have, like,
line.
A four-player, like, on
really
one big screen with
the
controllers.
Expansion.
It's nice to play that way, and Robin. I thought, like, my buddy Atari Joe would like it, but then he brought our coworker John in, and, like, plus three playing it together was
goddamn fun.
It was fun.
Yeah, it might be fun. Like I said, I cared about the storyline at first until I got far enough in to realize I was just forcing myself to care about the storyline, so...
I didn't play the
All
first
right,
episode,
they didn't
so
really change very
story.
Much, just, it's on console, just deal with it. It's
I was
just...
I was never super invested in the Diablo storyline because I didn't play the first two because I was too young. And
oh, you missed because two was excellent.
Two was so awesome.
And I need to go back and play two. But I think I probably enjoyed the story of three more than other people because I wasn't already invested in the story.
Or you just don't like stories because it really didn't have that good of a story.
I said I enjoyed and appreciated it. I didn't say I loved it and it was the best thing since sliced bread. That's all I feel about.
Yeah, I think maybe that is the problem that coming off of two. One, you can take it or leave it. Don't even.
It was the first one.
It was good for its time, but it didn't age well. Two aged amazingly
People
well.
People still play that game.
They still have servers for it. They still have servers going for it.
Yeah, it's because nobody forced arbitrary copy protection onto it.
Let's just breeze past that.
Okay, I'm all right.
Let's not derail the sixth time.
Deep breath.
All right, that's why I bought Diablo 3, so I don't have to deal with that shit either.
Yeah.
What about the randomized dungeons?
I'm not buying a darn thing
yeah.
until PS4.
Randomized
but
dungeons.
But I do have to say, it's just fun to get like my roommate and me
Let's
and
not talk about
maybe
Diablo
someone else to come in just to play a game. You know? It's just one of those like games where you can just bring your friends
really
in together and just play, even though the game...
Microsoft.
Obviously sucked on computer.
I wouldn't say it sucked. It's
we tore up Diablo 3 hardcore
or
37.
Yeah, it's just it just didn't meet expectations. That's all. I mean, the problem is when a $20 game beats your ass.
You probably shouldn't be charging
you
that much.
should probably not be charging $50 for your game pile full of ridiculous copy protection. See how calm I said that?
You did actually say that very calm. Thank I'm very you. Impressed, actually. Say,
yeah. Not going
on. He hasn't had enough yet. Where's Jelly?
He was right.
He hasn't had his dick and tonic yet. Where he's just like, God,
stay clear of the tonic during podcasts from now on.
No, tell me how you really feel.
Okay, so that's mainly why I got it.
I feel pretty good.
All right. Brian, what have you been playing?
Four games.
Four games?
Yeah.
Guys.
I've been all over the place.
Go narrow it down to one. Pick the one you've been playing the most. Because if we do, if everyone's going to do 2 to 4, we're screwed tonight.
Well, I've been playing GTA 5 the most. But
you,
of course.
You were just bitching about that.
I wasn't bitching about GTA 5. I love it. I'm just bitching about games. Because I'm becoming jaded with games. I don't know why. I just...
Oh, dude. I still have, like, 3 other games to beat, so I know how you feel.
I've been playing... The other game I've been playing a lot of is Splinter Cell Blacklist. Fell in love with that game. I was a huge fan of Conviction. The co-op story from that, fantastic. Second to none. And they've been bringing back so much. It's a continuation of Conviction, and it's good. The multiplayer is surprisingly good. God, I love that game. So much fun. I gotta stop myself because I'll go on for another half an hour and you guys will scream at me.
Yeah,
so.
We will actually. You're right.
Shut up, Larry!
No, but talk some about...
STFU.
Oh. I'm sorry.
Talk a little bit about Tiny Braids because you did a nice video on it.
Tiny
Braids. I liked it.
It was so much fun. I've got... God damn it, I got the bug. I want to play that game more.
Right?
Oh, my God.
I was watching it going, oh, this is right up my alley. You know what it reminds me of? A Dreamcast game, Ooga Booga.
See, that was a good. And you're right. Now that you mentioned,
it's a lot like Ooga Booga.
Holy crap, you're right. It is like that game.
That's awesome. In fact, I'm gonna go get that for my Hello Kitty Dreamcast.
Yeah, and we'll talk about that in a little bit too.
Yeah, my Hello Kitty Dreamcast. I want it.
It's on the way.
You ain't gonna get it. Trust me.
That's all right. So
I think I had a good analogy with what Tiny Minds is that it's a fusion of Portal meets Fusion Frenzy.
Okay, so
and I love.
If you haven't seen the clip yet.
That was like a 10
There's two of them.
So, yeah, there's two clips now. We got a chance to play the crap out of Tiny Brains at BFIG. You really got to watch Boston Festival of Independent
Games.
Yeah,
one was an exclusive, and the other one was a regular one.
Yes.
I don't think anybody else has that. Anything on that
game. No, they don't, and we do. So do check out the videos on that.
It's the head-to-head arena. You know, because it's still in beta, they didn't have everything finished with it, but it's like a team deathmatch.
Fucking believable.
All of your powers are unlocked, and my God... I got my shit pushed in, but I had so much fun playing that game.
You got your fudge pack?
Oh, he was talking crap to Jonah, and Jonah was like gunning for him the whole thing.
Oh my God, I was like, stop the bullet!
I told you, dude! I told you, man! Don't! Just don't!
Well, no, that was
with Kalai.
Don't
get his ire going.
That was with Kalai, and I was gunning for you. If you would have seen the ship I had built, you'd have been dead.
There's a dreadnought.
Okay, and again, if you didn't see the interview with the people from Kalai, also a great interview. Great game. It is in alpha testing right now. It looks amazing. Okay.
What?
Rhodes. What have you been playing?
Oh,
Rhodes isn't paying attention.
And this is why Rhodes never gets credit on the podcast. Exactly.
Wait a minute. So listen, Rhodes has always been here. He's just always kind of taken into his own thing. So I actually looked at him once and said, Rhodes, what have you been playing? And this is why we don't ask Growth what he's been playing.
I've been playing Dragon's Prophet. It's a new MMO from the guys who made Runes of Magic. It's really gimmicky, except one of the cool things is you catch and train dragons, which also double as your mount. And there seems to be a lot of customization where the dragons are involved. Like, maybe that's more important than your character.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Rhodes, speak up, because these guys aren't paying fucking attention.
Dude, he drew a Shiglu.
Yeah, I don't have anything to
say. Did you say Shiglu?
All right, that's enough. All right.
Shiglu.
New bet?
Wow.
We got to send that.
I haven't really been playing any games. The only thing I really played was... No. Sims on my phone.
I know, I don't want to do that.
I just got 2 jobs, so I don't really have any time to even watch TV anymore.
So you just sit at your work and play The Sims.
T-shirts.
If I could, I would.
off the record, they're not listening.
Don't pee your pants.
No, they have cameras everywhere at Charco Grill. It pisses me off. So you can't do anything. Well... I still eat salad from the salad bar every now and then. I turn my back to the camera and grab cucumbers and dip it in the ranch and start eating them. But I'm not the
What is she doing with her back turned to the camera? I don't know, but she's really moving her arm around.
This is G2B confessions.
Yeah, wow.
So
I'm the salad bar.
I'm not the only waitress that does it.
You're not the only waitress that chooses the dinosaur.
Confessions.
Got a bunch of time-traveling waitresses.
Welcome to G2B After Hours.
Does Mike know? Does Mike know? Mike, are you okay with this?
Dude. All right.
Your hand motion is just like...
New Bat sneaks a cucumber every time Rules they're not looking at her.
Too much. Stop.
Hey, if it turns into a pickle, she's real.
Actually, can I interject something?
No!
It's very cool.
No, you've done it! No!
It's really
cool.
No!
No! Really cool. Shut up! I want to go to Pine Night!
If you want, we Make can talk quick. About how I flipped off Noob at work and you got me in trouble almost.
No,
We're
let's
never
not talk about
get
that.
To a topic ever!
And Shut up, Ben!
Alright. Okay. Ben, what have you been
Where's
playing?
The goddamn cartridge?
Been
I've been... Sorry.
Just
go!
You're gonna get a penalty shot soon.
Wow.
What the fuck? Alright, I'm leaving. I love you guys. Sit over there and I'm just gonna listen to the podcast.
Okay, cool. So, I've been playing fear games with a spider.
New bet, rage quits.
Taking a dump, 1 a.m. in the morning, reading a catalog, like, alright, this poop's over. Put catalog down. Grab some paper, go to wipe. Who's hanging out between my legs? Mr. Surprise! I'm a giant ass spider!
Whoa, dude!
Yeah, that was the scariest poop I've ever taken. I used to like pooping. I don't anymore. That's the game I've been playing lately. Jonah 4 is yours!
Our uncle also found like half of his pubes in the toilet.
That's because I trimmed and didn't wipe the toilet bowl! Soul!
Are you sure that wasn't the spider?
I did it first! Because I was like, man, I don't think my mom needs to know that what I do after showers. Hang out over the toilet and be like,
Wait a minute. So you shit and then manscape?
No, I don't shit and manscape. I shower and then manscape over the toilet. Because
then
you don't
you
have
shit.
To like... Yeah! I want to shit a wookie!
You
want to go by Harry
Potter!
Wait, Jonah, the floor is yours! Silence everyone! What have you been playing, sir? We're moving on topics!
You wanted the shit story.
No, wait a minute!
It's not just a shit story, it's a manscaping story!
Well, yeah. No, the manscaping happened earlier in the day, and then I took this crazy spider poop at like 1 o'clock in the morning.
You had a very productive day, didn't you?
For God's sake, can we please get back on topic? Jonah!
Jonah, what have you been playing?
Is the word.
I have been playing Clyde because ever since Boston, and
you mean the atrocity in which you won? It was a lie, nothing but lies and fallacies.
How much
shouldn't have won?
Pull that fallacy.
Right, quit being butthurt that Jonah beat you.
It's only because the game glitched and I wasn't able to put.
Not that Jonah kicked your ass.
Alright, since Ben called me the king of noobs, you're a noob!
Not that Jonah kicked your ass.
I love how no one even laughs at that. You're so mute.
We're immune.
I was raised by anti-dad. I got ass cheeks of steel.
Dude, he must have been.
Yeah, we really enjoyed that game.
Travis, what have you been playing over there? Besides your phone?
I've been playing, it's a game, a browser game actually, which I usually hate. It's called Card Hunter. And it does a really good mix of kind of a card game and miniatures game. You play it online, it's kind of got like a D&D type setting. But it kind of mocks it a little bit, so it's got a little like humor to it, but it's still kind of a fantasy tabletop kind of thing. It's really cool. You play with, you know, different classes and whatever weapons and things you get from going on dungeons, things like that. You'll equip to your character, and that
that's the game you're playing today,
yeah,
right?
And that will make up your deck basically. What items you earn doing dungeons in the campaign mode, you'll equip those, and those will give you the cards that you acquire in your deck. So it's really cool. They've got both like a single player campaign and multiplayer, and it's free to play. So it's been it looks really cool.
Yeah, it looks
very
the graphics are really
awesome.
Nice. it looks like a tabletop, like an actual tabletop. It got like a desk and like cards on the table and like a player's manual is hanging out and stuff like that. They do a really good job with it, and it's kind of gets quirky, funny. You know, it's enjoyable and it's free, so I'd recommend checking it out.
And we're going to find that.
It's just cardhunter.com.
Cardhunter.com.
Hey, awesome.
You
Matt?
Yeah.
Nice.
What?
Hey,
what?
Have you
what?
Said?
What? Matt, what have you been playing?
Yeah.
What?
Oh.
What?
I've been playing Assassin's Creed 3 finally.
Woo!
Really?
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Why are you apologizing?
I don't understand.
First
the only
of all,
game he likes
Halo
is
your
Halo.
Favorite game in the
no,
world.
It's
so shut
not,
the fuck
that's
up.
Not.
It's number two, it's my turn. Shut the fuck up. Number three,
it's still his turn. Shut the fuck
I mean,
up.
Yeah.
Don't you all shut the fuck up.
I mean,
I'm telling you, shut the fuck up.
STFU, bro.
Come at me, bros. Take
if
all you
view, bro. Respect
in the ass.
Okay.
I do have to take a large dump later, so.
Rob's toilet.
That's true.
Rob's toilet.
Rob's toilet.
No, yeah, you're going stopped. Outside. You're following a camping rule.
You can take the dump with the dog.
Do you have a pooper scooper?
Yeah, you can go in the kitty litter. That's all right.
Just make sure you scoop.
Fair enough.
No, so, I'm not covering it.
So, Matt, anything else?
I'm not sure why. Well, I mean, it didn't get bad reviews by any stretch of the imagination. It was getting sevens and eights. You know,
a seven and eight is not a bad review. It just,
no. But, like, the complaints were, the controls aren't, like, you know, there are missions where blah, 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 blah. No, it is way easier to play that game than it ever has been to play an Assassin's Creed game. It's actually been, a fucking joy to run around as Connor. I've really enjoyed it so far.
Well, it's because there aren't hardly any buildings to climb on. It's
well,
just concentrated areas, which is fantastic. And they did such a great job of getting that set up. But what the fuck? But yeah, you know, I think they did a good job for the inner cities. But those outlying areas, I was a little like, eh. And I'm glad that they sporadically had, you know, like hunting scenes and then, you know, little things where it's like, hey, you can go hunt pirates and do all that shit.
I can't wait to get to more of the, ship stuff. I'm putting it off a little bit. But I'm gonna do a lot of it.
Do it all at once. Awesome. Just trust me on this. Do it all at once. It's so good. And as somebody that actually races boats for a living, the mechanic is pretty damn accurate.
This is the first time that I've actually wanted to hear about how you race boats and how that applies to your life.
Well, actually, it's something that none of you guys know about.
No!
You this one. You
shut up.
This one.
Shut up.
We're already passed
it.
We're already done.
Shut the fuck up. Matt, is it anything else?
Loud noises!
I have so much.
No, it's really
no!
Cool.
Stop! Okay, Alex, what have you been playing?
What have I been playing?
Oh, excuse me,
Travis!
I already went.
Alex!
And I went back to Guild Wars 2 and League of Legends.
Ooh!
Playing a good amount of
good standbys, man.
The Guardian on Guild Wars 2. I've tried playing every other class, and that class is just so much easier to level. Because once you get up to 40, it's just way easier. But the other game that's new that I was looking at a lot is Wildstar. It's an MMO where the biggest difference is at the beginning you choose between four paths instead of professions or classes. And the paths make you do different things. Like you can be a soldier that has more killing missions.
I'm a soldier.
An explorer that like goes to the top of mountains or can like get down into weird caves. A scientist that will like break down and analyze why things are happening in the environment. And settler,
what?
Where you can like build towns.
I saw Larry's head.
But
yeah.
It seemed interesting.
Hey, crosstalk.
Who's next? Rob? Rob, have you said it? What you doing?
Rob's already said what he's been playing.
Patrick!
Patrick!
More fucking Android games.
What? What? The one Android guy we got in the bunch.
Hey, wait, no, wait.
Everybody's got Android, but nobody specializes in it.
Yes, I do have a person.
Excuse me.
Ryan does.
I do not have Android because that's, you know, we're not going to go down that road.
Hey,
but
Ryan does, all right? Ryan's my Android guy.
You know, our main Android guy, and you're just...
Patrick?
No, Ryan.
Patrick, what have you been playing?
Well, the only game I've been playing, because I haven't had my chance to get my computer together, which I just ordered last weekend.
I've seen it.
It's amazing.
I've been playing War to Victory. Right now, I'm only 150 on the server, actually, ranked out of a couple thousand.
That's pretty good, really.
Wow. Yeah, I've been playing it for 80 days straight.
I stay in the boons.
That's where I'm located on the map. I'm all in the rim, man. This is crazy.
Wait, what about the rim?
The rim of the toilet says go look it now.
Rim jump?
Yes. Nice. Something that you haven't done in a while.
I would.
Oh, that was just rough. No, they did not hear the.
Patrick, I don't go ass to mouth. It's okay.
Yeah, they didn't hear the exited.
Continue.
GGB outtakes.
This is, yeah.
No outtakes. No outtakes.
That will be on outtakes.
All right.
Okay. Oh, wow. Where's the GGB episode?
No. We've done 72
points. We are too sober.
Oh, yeah, we're talking about gaming bundles, which is enough.
You
know, oh my god, I'm sorry.
I just bought a new Humble.
You know, you screwed me off 2 weeks ago.
I know I did.
So, nice. So you're getting it back now.
All right, well.
I really do want to hear your
Pombies. All right, so I've been playing Pombies all. Thank you. No, the game's brilliant.
No, it is good.
It is. It's 99 cents. It's on the Play Store. It's Android. They don't have the iOS version yet, but they're working on it.
Oh, good.
We met these guys at Boston Fig. Freaking sweet little piece of work. It's clever.
It's, tight, huh?
It's simple. It plays very well. You know, again, Pombi Zong is the name. Weird ass name.
And please get it out on iOS as soon as you can, because my Android is like really big.
Yeah, no, I agree. So the company name is Karen 4. So that's
Karen 4.
Yeah, C-A-R-I-N, the number 4. They've got their own website. This is their
C-A-I-R-N.
C-A-I-R-N. Thank you, Karen 4. But really clever ass game. Plays very well.
We're not known for accuracy.
No, we're not known for accuracy. We did an interview with them. Go find the fucking interview. Listen
to
the interview.
Yeah, it's really a good interview, too.
They really, a great game. 99 cents, guys. And they're working on the iOS version. Rob's going, give me the goddamn iOS version. Give me the goddamn iOS version.
It's just because I do play Android. I play everything. But my Android is a game machine. It's actually got game sticks on the side, which it's okay to play, but it'd be way more fun if I didn't have those big joysticks hanging off the side of it.
Yeah. What was that thing that I saw Matt running around with like about a month ago where he like hooked it up to
Oh yeah, he just got what are they fighting about up there?
Patrick, go be the bouncer. Please.
This podcast
has
gone
completely off the
rails. We've been called raw before, but I think that we really are proving it today.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure we've kind of gone.
Let's do shots.
No, but Matt.
Let's do shots.
No.
Shots.
Shots.
Oh.
Yes, I'll get
everybody. No, wait a minute. The worst part is Jonah comes downstairs and goes, shots?
A root beer, clearly, because we don't support.
No, he usually gets video games out of that one. It's like, don't tell Mom.
Don't tell Mom.
That was for you, faithful listeners.
Would you say that there is perhaps another topic that we need to...
There is another topic that we need to talk about.
Potentially one that I may just get this massive throbbing erection about.
Yeah, we were talking with...
Did we already do topic two?
No!
That was fast.
Darn it! Podcast is recording! For God's sake, go upstairs with that crap.
Penalty shots. Shut up, penalty shots.
Penalty shots, all up! That is it! Off with your heads, and why are you licking my pickle?
Penalty pickle!
Mike, get her in line!
Told you! Continue! I have nothing to do with that!
Damn it, God!
Hey, man.
That's your job, Mike!
She's licking your pickle, and we don't have this on video.
I am not licking my pickle!
You're right. I would hope you don't
have
a
pickle! Pickle!
She's just putting it in her mouth.
Just the tip?
Just for a second.
Okay.
Just
she took a bite.
Next topic, Rob.
Oh! Indie game bundles. Hey, we were talking to our friends.
Wait, this was a topic?
Yeah, topic.
Indie game stand.
Yeah, indie game stand.
And one of the things that they pointed out was something that I absolutely agreed with.
You get crap of shit in an indie bundle. Oh, yeah, wait a minute.
You
don't have to put it so harshly.
I do get a lot of good games out of indie bundles. I don't have a complaint there. But I do often get a lot of the same game. And with many of the rules, it's okay to take that those games that you already have and trade them out. You can, like, give them away. And we give them away all the time on games.
Yeah,
guys,
sure.
Games. Gays.
Guys, and beer.
Guys, gays, and beer.
Guys, gays, and beer.
We're just trying to explain.
We give them away all the time, by the way. If you don't go on our Facebook site, you know, we give them away all the time on Facebook.
Visual stick.
Yeah. I don't care anymore.
I've actually wondered where you get those. Like, I see that you're doing these giveaways all the time. I'm like, are you just...
I do bundles all the time. Okay. You know? Well, so I get really stuff that's a repeat, and I go and I give them away. And Larry does it too, and pretty much everybody does it. It looks like it's all one person, but obviously we're manned by several people because you'll see disagreeing statements.
Of course.
Well, you know this because you're part of it, but...
I don't know what you're talking
about. For the people...
We will argue with ourselves.
That's why it often appears like we're arguing with ourselves, though we can.
We are like a sitcom because Oh, God. One person takes one side, somebody else takes another side, and we're always like split personalities raging against each other.
It doesn't help that I can't not post from the Guys Games and Beer profile from my phone, and I use my phone for Facebook 95%
of the time.
You yell at me all the time.
Suck on that!
Get the pickle out of your mouth.
Pause the podcast.
No, we're rolling.
This is golden.
We'll do it live.
We're fuck it.
We're going through with it. Who's listening?
Pizza. Deal with
nobody. Damn.
So anyway,
so about these bumbles.
You know, do you think that it's saturated? Do you think that enough is enough? Because Humble has been weak the last few, in my opinion. I don't mind them doing like now. A lot of people complain when Humble does non-indie bundles. I don't complain about that. I think that's pretty cool. Yeah, go ahead.
No, that's a good
idea. But you're whining, you know?
For me to get some games that I want, but can't afford.
But the other thing is, they do plenty for indies. And I love indies. I almost always buy the indie bundles because I love to support indies. I bought Potato Man 3 freaking times now. So, you know, I love indies. And I love that game. So, that's a little plug for them. But anyway, it's beginning to seem like we're seeing the same games over and over again. They're starting to get a little bit desperate. Sometimes what you get is not really top-of-the-line indie games anymore. Now, that's not always, but it's getting a little weak now.
So, with the bundle, because here's the thing. I'm not on Steam at all. I think, I was for Torchlight 2, the demo.
Torchlight 2, the demo.
Yeah, exactly. But no, I never buy any Humble bundles or any bundle packages whatsoever. Are they just trying to take like the what they know sells to try and sell the whole bundle, like as for one game?
Usually, I don't know
how these bundles work at all.
It's not always, but often it's like one really strong game bundled with several weaker games. But some of them have been the diamonds in the rough. I mean, I've discovered a lot of great games through indie bundles. The problem is that it's been done to death. Humble Indie Bundle used to be something that was quarterly. And a lot of these... This
now
actually started
every 2 weeks.
I know. This started out after...
Yeah, you have the Humble Weekly Bundle. Or the Humble Weekly deal. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Wait, Humble Bundle is code for a penis, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Nice. Pizza.
We're doing it live, guys.
Come on! The least amount of crosstalk you'll ever have on Guys.
All right.
Yeah.
No, this really started out in the Macworld years ago. With Mac bundling. Mac used to do bundling because their software stayed so dang expensive at the time. Not anymore, obviously, but at the time, Mac software is very expensive.
Whoa. Did you just say Macs weren't expensive anymore?
Mac games aren't expensive. Oh, okay. No, Macs aren't. If you take a MacBook Air and put it against a modern Windows what do they call it? One of these things. No, it's not expensive next to it.
I paid the
same for a freaking Ultrabook that I do for a MacBook Air, and I hate to tell you, the Ultrabook's a piece of shit. But anyway,
they did cut their margins
the
for the Air.
At least you can upgrade
the Ultrabook. But anyway, the Air's nice. What do you mean? They're the same platform. Why do people think that Macs are somehow freaking different for upgrading? Mm. The same goddamn platform.
To be fair, Minis and Mac Pros definitely can't do shit with them anymore. They are 100% sealed.
And you're going to tell me that I'm going to fucking do something with this?
Oh, besides upgrade the RAM, no. I mean they're completely sealed. You cannot touch anything.
My MacBook Air I've opened dozens of times.
No, yeah, your MacBook Air. I'm talking about the Mini and the Pro.
There's also...
I don't care about the Mini.
Yeah, I don't either. But
anyway,
anyway, moving on.
Yeah, but anyway, indie bundles.
Damn it.
We just got segued with the Apple hate. But no, it started out due to the expense of Apple stuff.
Sure.
It caught on in the rest of the world, and it caught on in the indie world. It's great, especially because it brings out more Linux gaming, which is really nice, because Linux gaming used to be a really lean scene. Now,
by the way, SteamOS is going to make that blow the fuck up.
Yeah. Well, it's already pretty wide. Yeah.
Honestly, I saw that the news is out there. I haven't looked into it at all. Why don't we talk about it for short order? What is the SteamOS? Is it kind of like just SteamOS?
It's not like Linux on Steam.
It's a Linux-based OS.
It's a Linux hack. But anyway.
Yeah, it is. It's basically their front end on Linux.
It's basically a gaming operating system.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, shit. That sounds awesome.
Well, no wonder Linux is about to blow up. Steam's basing itself on it.
That's
but anyway.
That's a good idea, dude.
But no, I'm fine with that because now licensing fees are about to go away and Microsoft's evil monopoly is about to get fucked.
Awesome.
And what they have done to gaming over the years has been pathetic and sick.
Thank you.
Sorry, but... No, forcing everything over to DirectX, which is their own shitty proprietary system,
you know what?
Which
fair
is
point.
Substandard performance.
Give me OpenGL, for the love of God.
The forcing of constant ridiculous DRM.
We're not going down that road.
But anyway, dude, Vista, if you plug in an HDMI cable, if it wasn't licensed, it wouldn't even play through it until people got pissed off about that. But anyway, I'm done. About Microsoft ranting.
Good.
Look, XP was a great OS. It's just everything after it was a big pain.
They're not
ass.
Supporting it anymore, by the way.
Well, yeah, because it ruled.
Is this still part of the bundle thing?
Like yeah. Okay. We're talking about bundles.
Derail number 9?
9, yeah.
What else derailing?
Anyway, I'm beginning to think that maybe the bundles should slow down a little bit and give us one, a really good one, every so often instead of giving us kind of rough ones. Now, that said, I mean, there's been good bundles. I'm not saying that there hasn't been good bundles. It's just, it's getting weaker. I've seen like 3 week humble indie bundles in a row now.
Well, from the indie standpoint, but you can still get good bundles. I just got the Bioshock bundle.
Oh, yeah, that was
Amazon,
great.
Dude. $20, Bioshock 1, 2, and 3.
Bundle.
What?
No,
but a bundle.
Off topic.
But
that's the thing. Everybody has those games already. Is that deal really worth it?
I don't
unless
have
you
those.
Don't
I didn't.
Have
ha- I did. I didn't have it yet.
You know, that's the thing. It's subjective to you because you didn't have any of those games.
No,
the vast majority of gamers have. That's a AAA title. A lot of people have. God, almost everybody has played Bioshock 1.
No,
nope. Really? I had Bioshock 1. I played that. I didn't
beat
finish
it.
2.
I got it
for
you. Remember?
All of us
yeah, exactly.
For no pussy. Not all of us have
I didn't
bought
fly
Bioshock.
To New- hey, Dick Brain. I didn't fly to New York for no pussy. I took the train to
New York.
York.
I'm sorry.
But no,
I took the train, motherfucker.
You took the train in and flew out. Okay, sorry. Not all of us.
I actually tried
Bioshock.
To hitch a ride with Tyler before she even got to the train station.
Here we go. Not all of us have used mass transit for no pussy.
Oh! And by the way, listen to G2B Extras for more on that story. But anyway,
the exception does not prove the rule.
In your opinion,
you know what? Hey, you know what? Michael Jordan missed some fucking free throws from time to time, but he's still the greatest goddamn player in basketball.
Yeah, he's like
I'm
like
the Michael Jordan of Randall.
That's wrong. Not Mike. Anyway.
No.
Shut up, Larry Bird, and sit down.
greatest known Caucasian basketball player. I'll take it.
I was trying to ask Magic Johnson.
Would you shut up and talk about indie gaming?
I don't have AIDS. Y'all go fuck yourselves.
Yes, Patrick.
It sounds like they need to just wait for the developers to come up with more games or something.
Developers!
Yeah. Developers!
No,
developers! Developers!
So
no,
thinking...
no, there's lots of games.
So he's retiring.
There are lots of new games coming out. It's not that. It's a question of the quality of the games.
Oh.
Yeah. We can rush lots of games.
Well,
all
no,
the time.
I think he's kind of right because right. I think
what?
That waiting
what?
A little bit will allow some of those really high-end indie titles to want
right.
to bundle
yeah,
up.
Well,
pick up
instead of it just adding more crap to the bundle.
Right.
So it sounds like they need to take more time in the game, make them more efficient, or more jumpity-go.
I think Humble's burning out.
God damn it, get your hands off my ass.
Not as far as the other bundles. I think those other bundles are a great idea. And I think indie bundles are a good idea. I think doing them too often is not a good idea.
I
agree. It burns people out on it. It makes them a little bit less special.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
All right. Like,
in some ways, Greenlight might have been a better way to go about it from the start then.
Well, certainly they'll often link to green lights. I mean, there's green light bundles now.
Oh.
I bought about 2 or 3 of them, and they're pretty good. It's just...
Hey, fucking Gigglepuss over there. Shut the fuck up.
You're in a podcast, sir.
Shut up, Dr. Range Quit.
Thank you. I'll take it.
Every episode has to have a drunk Larry.
Oh, my bad.
Ooh.
I'm drunk Larry!
I've only had 3 beers.
Yeah, not nearly enough, evidently.
Wait 30 years.
All right.
Just like...
One of us! One of us!
Around the world!
Damn. Air 5, because I'm too lazy to get up.
All right.
Yeah, hey, Drunk Larry!
Halo! God, we missed Drunk Larry.
Yeah, Drunk Larry, where are you?
Can we have a moment of silence for Drunk Larry, who's up north?
Somebody burn.
Killing deer.
Killing deer.
Wait a second. You got a message for him.
No, you just went right into the moment of silence for Drunk Larry.
Boo, Patrick. Boo.
He's dead.
Shut the fuck up.
He's passed on. These aren't messages from Drunk Larry. Let's see what Drunk Larry has.
Let's see what kind of message do we have from Drunk Larry.
He's dead now.
He's really drunk, and he's hairy. It's messages from Drunk Larry.
Yay!
Yay!
Can I read them? In his voice? Kind
sure.
Of?
Miss you, Snookums. Wait, that was me. Back at you.
So I got
funny thing, I actually had a lot to say that was on topic. For once. Okay, I added it for once.
Yeah, because that's, yeah.
I wanted to talk about a game that wasn't in space. But was about space.
All right, you know what? That's just anger. That's just angry Matt, and I'm not going to accept that.
Wait. Star Wars?
Speaking right. of space games, I think there's...
Oh, Halo! Thank you. Good segue.
You're welcome. Yeah,
that's a good segue.
Yeah, all right. Finally.
All right. Jesus. Halo versus Half-Life.
Oh, wow.
Now I'm going to put my 2 cents in, because if I wait till last, I won't get
Brian's
to.
Answer.
Yeah, we already know Brian's answer.
You really don't.
But
really don't.
I'm going to tell you what. I like them both for different reasons. Halo is my favorite in as far as first person, as far as single player story. I love Halo's, Half-Life's
Thank
single
you.
Player
I was,
story.
I was about to be
I
like,
don't know why I said that.
How drunk are you?
No, I'm sorry. Whoa, rewind. No.
I had such an erection and then you just lied.
Sorry, no. Half-Life is a single player game that I thought had the best story. I really loved it. It was strong. It drew me in. I enjoyed it. But for multiplayer, I'm going to take Halo every time. I've had more fun over the years, especially with Halo 3. I mean, just joy I have had playing with people on Halo 3 is really unmatched in any other game. And I play everything online against people.
Half-Life
and Halo 3 just had a sense of fun about it.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of Halo 3, today is September 25th. Not to date the podcast, but I'm going to fucking date it anyway.
Yay!
Back in 2007... Today is the day that Halo 3 came out, so...
I can't believe it's that old.
Why?
I know. And it stands up,
Why
too.
The fuck do you know that?
Because he was
there.
Big
Halo.
Yeah, I'm balls deep in Halo.
Yeah, no, I think Halo 3 is possibly one of the finest moments of multiplayer on PC. I think it was well-balanced. It was well-balanced, it was enjoyable, and the people that played it had a sense of fun that you don't see real often anymore. They were just, we just used to have so much fun talking to people on there. You know, everybody
oh
was
God.
Talking all the time, and everybody was having fun all the time.
That was honestly before the day and age of the party system on Xbox Live, so you got to interact with a lot of people, a lot more people. Now it's just like, okay, I'm going to go on and hang with my specific group of friends.
Yeah, and never meet anybody else except for the Jag who talks crap, you know, at the end of the thing.
Hey, you guys all sucked. Oh, I'm at the top of the list.
Dude, you're 42 and 57. You're not good. Anyway. Anyway,
so
come on. Halo or...
Actually, I'm going to go with a tie. Don't get me wrong, I love both of them. Half-Life was great because a lot of games have been based off of Half-Life. Counter-Strike was based off of Half-Life. Team Fortress 2, if I remember right, based off of
Half-Life. And the original Team Fortress as well.
But that was kind of the, Left 4 Dead as well.
Pretty much any game made by Valve.
Yeah, and that was kind of the core competency for Valve for so many years and still is to a certain degree.
Baby's feet.
So, you have to...
Oh yeah, widely.
The source engine is still widely
still
used.
Yeah, and it's, you know, you have to take that into account. But then you look at, and that, honestly, when did Half-Life 1 come out? Like,
a million years ago.
97, I think it was the same year as Final Fantasy 7 came out.
Yeah.
I remember I had a white PC that ran it.
A couple years
ago. It was a pleasant beige color.
But in the same breath, that was also the first first-person shooter with a fantastic narrative experience. And that was great for its day and age, and they've Valve has built so many fantastic games off of that engine and off that mechanic and everything off of it. But over the years, they've just been reiterating, you know, something from that game. Whereas you look at Halo, it's still, don't get me wrong, it's still a fantastic game. I love it, but Valve isn't, you know, everyone's still waiting for Half-Life 3. I know I am.
With bated breath.
With bated breath.
I know what you mean.
Masturbated breath.
Master Chiefed breath. Something like that Spartan cock.
I kind of feel like that's what companies should be doing, though. Instead of building a new engine and trying to go for the latest and greatest, like, let's make them stick for a while. Look at the Unreal Engine. I mean,
shit.
It's almost just
Tiny
popular.
Brains. Yeah, Tiny Brains was running under the new Unreal Engine.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That was surprisingly great.
Unreal 3 is used for a shitload of stuff.
I think great games. There's been
lots
of
great
games.
Because
games
if you don't have to build your engine, you can focus on the story. Valve is the only company that really doesn't have to worry about that because they build the story and the engine at the same time, and it's great. It's always great. But, yeah.
But you know, play me some Killing Floor.
The reason I love Halo just as much as Half-Life is because it is the, you know, it's our narrative, our great narrative game for this generation, in my opinion.
For what generation? Which game? Halo?
Halo,
yeah,
is.
It might be true.
Yeah.
I think Half-Life is probably an older skewing game.
Yeah. But
that
harder.
Was out in my 20s. I
well,
mean, you know.
No, let's think about this.
There's a narrative in Halo.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a narrative. I mean, everybody plays multiplayer.
Well,
I understand that. That's what I mostly played. But
let's
I
think about
through
this
every
for a minute.
Single.
When did Half-Life 1 come out? Like, 97, late 90s? 97,
yeah.
98 maybe?
Might have been earlier.
When did
that,
Halo come out? Like, 2001?
Yeah.
It's only 4 years.
But the engine...
And then,
if
and
you
then
look
Half-Life
at them...
Half-Life 2 came out only a few years after that.
Yeah. I don't know that... the platform is probably... Looking at the different platforms is probably unfair. I mean, even Half-Life 1, if you look at it, is, you know, Halo 1's graphics just weren't that great. I mean, they were for the time.
Sure,
but
sure.
At the time, the PC was outstripping the consoles so badly that it's kind of an unfair comparison.
Yeah.
But that said, I mean, I don't know. The Halo is pretty good.
They're on such equal footing. It's just a different generation, but Half-Life totally stands the test of time. But you look at Halo 2, Halo 1, that I have a feeling that's going to be the Half-Life for our generation, and it's going to stand.
It's all the same generation, though. That's what I'm saying.
I don't think so.
I think it's going to be the console Half-Life.
Yeah, you know what?
That's probably true.
Yeah.
They're all in the same generation of games. I mean, they're only spaced out by maybe 2 or 3 years.
Halo 1 came out 4 years after Half-Life 1. So I guess, yeah, that would be under the same generation. It's just on a different system.
Right, different system,
yeah, you nailed
different
that.
Different.
I think it was a different, but it was a different world. Before Xbox joined the fray, things were a lot different. I mean, it was not the same world it is now.
It was Sony, Nintendo, and PC, and that's all there was.
The self-circumcision kit in the bathroom.
That big old knife?
Yes!
Derailed number 10!
To cut up his girlfriend's. Anyway.
It wasn't me!
A big-ass knife in the bathroom on the counter. We're not talking like a...
And it's a Bear Grylls knife, too!
Thank you!
With a self-sharpener.
This is fucking
and
apartheid South Africa.
And I'm the one who gets yelled about shaving pubes in the bathroom.
Yeah,
that's knife. I do a scissors, not a fucking... All right.
No, that's how Jonah cuts up his girlfriends. But anyway.
Whoa.
Nice. Girlfriend's all mad.
Jonah.
I only have 6
Way to cut up your girlfriend.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, this is
okay.
Coming from a guy that accidentally shot his ex-girlfriend.
What? No.
I love the name of the knife.
Have I never told you guys that?
No.
Gerber.
Gerber.
Yeah.
Maybe not.
Gerber knife.
That's because that's how we roll in Wisconsin.
Darn straight, we all are well armed.
Should I tell that story?
No, not now.
All right, we should probably get it done. But anyway, does anybody else have anything they want to say about the whole Halo versus Half-Life debate? I think they're both good games.
They are really great games. But when it comes down to it, I really like
to be honest. I like Cat Blades a lot.
Do you want to see your win back?
It's
congratulations.
Even
for the single player, I do, but Halo.
Yeah, I like it. If it comes down, if, but when it cut, if you're splitting it off that way,
yeah.
If you're splitting it off that way, then yeah, I'd go with Halo to multiplayer. But Half Life.
I mean,
best
that was
story
a
ever.
Really great game. There's a reason that multiplayer is a separate download.
I was going for the scale, man.
Exactly.
Yeah, because they tacked it on.
Right. It's
I played it. It's
it
not terrible.
It is literally tacked on. That's because they don't care about that, and they don't care about that because they know they don't need to care about that. They have their multiplayer games. They have their Counter-Strike. They have their Counter-Strike.
Well, I don't think it's terrible. It's just... it's just not
right
Halo.
But when Valve does a multiplayer game, they do a multiplayer game
that's made for
decks
like Counter-Strike.
Oh, right.
I'm sorry, just kidding.
No, it's true. I know
no,
some people that play
it.
I've played it, and I'm
playing against Counter-Strike decks is a pain in the ass.
But,
I mean,
but it can be fun when you start trolling the shit out of them. Bam!
Yeah,
but when it comes
fuck
to
Resident
Evil,
I really
do like Half-Life, though. Like,
I'm almost
Half-Life's
on
this. Really
I did Counter-Strike for a number of years.
Yeah, that's a good game. I can't disagree with you.
Yeah, it's a really good game.
I mean, even now, in 2013, you're hard-pressed to find a game that has such a well-defined and thought-out narrative as the Half-Life series.
You know what? Like, in, like...
it's
because
all the new games suck. No, I'm just kidding.
You know what? In 20 years, like, the PS3 and, like, all the other games, like, with Half-Life and everything, kids will think, like, look at the horrible graphics.
A Half-Life, I mean.
But then you play the game, and it's like, wow, this is really freaking good.
I think Half-Life 2 has held up amazingly well. I mean,
I
play it now, and I don't go, like, this looks horrible. I go,
yeah,
oh,
and that game, and that game's almost 10 years old at this point,
this
or is 10 years old.
Computer,
I think it is. It
should fly at 120 frames a second.
Right?
Yeah, yeah.
And really,
that
back
is
in time,
that
was meant to
they
be
made
played.
That game pretty much for anything.
That's pretty impressive. Yeah, you could run that under any piece of crap you got laying around.
Yeah, I mean, it's nice that way too.
I think I've finished it like 3 times now.
Which Half-Life 2?
Yeah.
Yeah,
I liked it that much.
It's a really good game.
You know, I never finished Half-Life 1.
I haven't either.
I went pretty far down into it, and then...
Yeah,
that's what you said.
Because you ran into other games, like I always do. Like, I still have, like, four other games that I still gotta beat.
I mean, I beat Arkham Asylum for the 3rd time on hard again.
You know, it's a
again,
good game, but there's
recently.
Another game that I didn't finish that I really liked.
Which one?
Arkham Asylum.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I still got Uncharted 3, Dead Space 3 to beat, too.
I still haven't beat the first Dead Space.
We totally
Dead
got
Dead Space is a really good series, dude. That
I have never...
you've gotta get
I have never approached it, and I never will.
It will scare the hell out of you.
No, I'm a total
oh,
pussy. I'll,
okay,
I'll say it right here.
I can't do it, man.
Can't do it. Not,
yeah.
Not even gonna try.
It's so funny when
I couldn't
do
Doom 3.
There's
no way.
I'm
gonna
my girlfriend play when I'm gonna do scary
oh,
games.
We're way
that
off.
I can cover my eyes.
Right?
I watched my friend play the game. Like, it was so funny. Like, because, you know, Dead Space does the same thing over and over again. It'll be, like, really quiet. And it'll be like, boom!
Scary
just loud noises.
And
they
do it so slowly that you don't notice the music. And your pulse is just slowly going.
And, like, you look at it, and it's just like, oh, there's nothing there. My friend literally dropped his controller. Walked out of the room and said, fuck this!
Amnesia.
I did that
yeah.
with Fatal Frame.
My wife made me quit playing that game, Amnesia, because I was jumping too much. I was like, ah! Bro!
I'm okay.
No.
It's like player Slenderman!
I'm not playing that game with headphones, I'm just saying.
Ah, Slenderman!
We totally got off topic.
Say, I have to tell the story. Justin and I, back in high school, shut the fuck up. Back in high school, we were playing Fatal Frame on the Xbox.
Oh.
And we were walking around in an enclosed area. It was like up on a walkway, and we had the Fatal Frame camera out. And we turned around, and as we swung the camera back around, like a dead chick with a broken neck was right fucking there. We both flipped the fuck out and turned the Xbox off. Because that's how much it freaked us out.
We gotta come back
out.
On this for the Halloween episode.
We do.
Yeah.
Oh, scary game.
Best horror games.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yes.
Yeah. That's gonna be a good topic.
Yeah.
There's,
a lot of
so many.
Hopefully it's not like a repeat of last year.
That was a good episode. Halloweenies?
I think I was still working second shift.
Yeah, everybody listened to the Christmas episode, they didn't listen to Halloweenies, which was a far superior episode. Yes. In my opinion.
Listen to Halloweenies, you fuckers.
Hey, weenies.
What a jackass.
Yeah.
All you listeners back when Rob still beat assholes.
Yeah, that's back when he used to still beep them.
Oh, yeah.
Please be sensitive. Oh, so it's time for What Have We Learned?
Brian needs to shut the fuck up.
Yes.
All right, obviously
I'll give you points for that one. Ben!
Drunk Larry, as much as we yell at you, we need that one guy to yell at who goes off topic.
Or otherwise we beat the crap out of each other all day.
All of us go off topic, and all of us crosstalk, and all of us interrupt each other, and it's just complete chaos. We need our Buddha.
I need to yell at someone.
We need our...
I can't even get through What Have I Learned without you fucks interrupting me!
Furry Buddha!
Furry Buddha.
Larry, I miss you!
Stop rubbing his belly.
I farted.
See, Larry, this is why we need you.
Mike, what have you learned?
That when it comes down to Half-Life 2 or any Half-Life game and Halo, we really can't decide on which one's the best one because they're both really fucking
That's
kind of
hard with this.
Yeah, that is a good... Yeah.
It's hard to just choose. Matt!
Oh, man, that's kind of stinky.
I've learned that I am apparently the only person that can choose between Half-Life 2 and Halo, and for me, Half-Life 2
is That's just because you arbitrarily hate Halo.
I don't arbitrarily hate Halo. Halo 1.
You hate everything almost.
But that's not even close to
me. That hates everything.
Really, Star Trek.
I love Star Trek.
The game.
I hate that game. To be fair, that's your fault. Anyway... Yeah, so that's what I've learned. Half-Life 2 is the best.
There's a Miller 64 half-life.
Finish that Miller 64, Rob.
Man, who put a plate in there?
That's what I've learned.
Yeah. What have you learned?
That the debate over which is better is still going strong after all these years.
Yeah.
Didn't quite realize.
And it will.
Some people like to live in the past.
You mean?
Like me!
Hey, all right, the past is
good. So, Tom, what have you learned?
Holy crap.
You
the where to
asshole?
Start
tonight? Oh!
Where to start tonight? Let's see. 12? Not so good. Brian? Brian, I have your iPhone. Brian, I have your headphones. Brian, don't know where the fuck your bags are. Brian, you made us reset the show 4 fucking times. Brian!
All right, Tom.
It's going down somebody's pants! Yes, Brian, wait. Brian, your phone? Right now, my crotch.
Yes!
Oh, there's so much great ones! Oh my god! I'm gonna give this to you.
I cannot wait until you listen to this episode.
No, he won't listen to the podcast. He'll never hear this. Brian will not listen to the podcast. Will not realize his phone.
Tom's balls are gonna be on your face.
Dude, do a little jig or something.
Wait, little jig. Whoa.
I'm the sweatiest household at the ball.
Get
that shit away from my face.
All right. Thomas, what have you learned?
I learned that when it comes to guys, games, and beer, there's one thing that'll never change.
Credit card.
That we are only 5% topic.
Sorry, 5% topic, 95% bullshit.
Fred, what have you learned?
I've learned that Rob can't remember that I already did my bit about what I learned!
Oh, yeah. And he shouted last time.
It was above
too.
My hearing threshold, sorry. Yeah, he did.
What?
I learned that there's a lot of anger.
You think?
What has Patrick learned?
I realize that Wednesday seemed to be
Jonah didn't go.
Hey! Matt! What the hell aren't you listening when Patrick says what he learned?
Because I had 4 beers! By the river!
Hey! Shut the fuck up! tell us what you've learned!
Nothing!
Hey, Mom! Get off goddamn roof!
Stop fucking my sister!
This is Rob! With Guys, Games, and Beer! I want to thank you for listening! We're glad you do! Though we wonder why! Email us at guysgamesandbeer@gmail.com. The G2B theme song features Larry Davis on bass and Bob Harmel on guitar. It was recorded at the RMH Studios in Wisconsin.